So I'm back again. I am in the process of getting ready to clean off their tray, which I was in the midst of doing when the previous boo had ended. There we are. And so I definitely use a non-toxic, with emphasis on that word, cleaner for these guys, for their tray, and for the wires that make up the bottom of their cage. And make sure they don't have any, as I say earlier, bathroom deposits on their cage floor and on the tray. That's okay, Sean.
I was listening to somebody's audio boo, and I didn't want that light.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Sorry about that.
That's all right, honey bear. And so I am getting this cleaned off. I see there's a couple of stray tiny seed or seed parts that I missed. And there's Messenger going off in the background, of course. But,
there's a message.
No, Sean. I said there is Messenger, Facebook Messenger, going off in the very, very background.
Come here.
But anyway, hey, babies, Daddy's house cleaning service coming in. Yep. You hear him flapping around a little bit. And Sean's got River Dog on her lap. And 80-pound golden retriever. And the sound you're hearing now with the... That's me cleaning the floor of their cage. There's some stuck-on stuff that I'm trying to deal with.
No, stay here.
Yeah, well, you better get up on the perch. Come on, get up there. You better go up. Come on, here. Let Daddy help you. There you go, all right? There, that's a baby. Silly baby. One of our birds was, I think, kind of what I was doing. And down on the floor, and I'm like, you better get up. Yeah. Yeah. And one thing you don't want to do is to accidentally leave the door open. One time, I had one of the babies... They since learned not to do that, you know, but I had one, in fact it was Cody, honorary boy that he is, came through and flew right out between the door frame and my head, because I do, yes, I get down on my hands and knees to, to do this is just easier because you're reaching way inside their cage. You know, it's just something that comes with territory. And consequently, he come flying out, scared the living bedeedles out of me. And we're able to trace him down and get him put back in.
You're going to take me out of the chair.
Now what I'm doing is I am drying the tray out, and I'm going to come in and, or I should say I rinsed the tray out, then I dried it out, there we go, make sure that their cage floor, it's like a false bottom, of course, and, I always make sure that it's all dried out and everything. A lot of times I'll do newspapers in their on their tray. Sometimes though, it's kind of nice to do the paper towels in the bottom because it makes it where you can actually swoop it up times that it's even easier to gather all that stuff up in a paper towel rather than in the newspapers. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's what I'm doing now. I'm getting materials gathered in order to put into their tray. That's right. Yep. That's right. Yep. It literally makes it where they indeed. I think that was my little prince. Oh, that's Cody. Yeah. It makes it, like Sean said, where indeed they cannot pick it up all. Pick it up as well. And that's really what I'd rather have, because, again, I'm getting, picking up stuff that really is not fit for eating. So now that I got the trail washed, rinsed, dried, well, what are you doing, silly one? I've gotten it, slid back in the little tray area. I gotta look at how much time I've got here.
3 minutes and 17 seconds. Time remaining, 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
So basically that's kind of what it entails. And now I'm going to go ahead and get these, water dishes washed out. And I put the water in and then I put the food in. Most of the time I do that. But these guys are a real blessing, huh? We've had ringneck doves since July of 2008. And wow, I can't believe this November, October, somewhere in there, we will have had these guys here 6 years. Man, oh man, oh man, wow. They were, we were blessed with them after Sean's first baby. First ringneck dove, basically passed away right in her, and she was holding him, and that was kind of a, wow. We were told that that particular bird was a male, but the behaviors were that more of a female, so. So anyway, that pretty well takes care of the care and maintenance of having a, at least, you know, one or two ringneck doves. I hope that was, enjoyable for everybody, and, have a great day, and look forward to putting out more stuff for everybody. Bye for now.
1 minute and 2 seconds. 1 minute pause recording button.